I don't know why Logan isn't it. But he's not, so I left him a message. He usually calls me. But he didn't. So let's see if we got him muted.
Zoggling, Wigger, and Mamzer, Ass Clowns across the fruited and nutted Zog Plain. In the open air, Coast Coast Nut House, we call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the House of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ call. Greetings. This is a special episode, I guess, of the Movement Turd. It's episode number 146, so it's not special by the number. It's very special because it's the very first show before Halloween. And tonight is the 28th of October, 2012. And it's what? 0847 Granby Central, more or less on standard time. And tonight's show is called Poor Bitch Tits Bill White. But since it's Halloween, I'm going to go ahead and give it another title as well here. I'm not quite sure which here. But folks, I was going ahead and looking at, pretty well, episode number 42, which was the show 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, he had Eli James go ahead and call me because he freaked out because I found out that the Mamzer for mentor that I called Sword Mamzer was actually Brian Real. Went ahead and found out about what? Not quite 2 years ago. Found out on the 29th by looking through Bill Fink's Facebook account. Facebook friends account, Jewbook. And I found Brian Real. Found out what he looked like, what his name was, where he came from. Some of the stuff I'd sort of known offhand, but essentially, I found it out because of Bill Fink's running his mouth here. But Eli James knew who Brian Real was, knew that Brian Real was a Mamzer. All these people knew full well that Brian Real was a Mamzer. Just like Eli James knows he's a Jew, and so does William Fink. Now, I was going ahead and trolling Eli James' show a little bit yesterday, and his mudshark, Rebecca Mache, has been pretty well told not to go ahead and freak out if you have me in the chat room trolling a little bit. But that's what gets me, is that things have not changed at all in 2 years. I was going ahead and look at the chat room, and you had this guy named Victor Switzer, or who claimed to be named Victor Switzer, from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, around there. And old Victor knew all along that he was a Mamzer. he has to go ahead and dig up lies about how I am a Jew here, because my mother, Martina Samuelson, allegedly was a Jew because she had a Jew name. It doesn't really matter that she was born and raised on the Lone Prairie of South Dakota before her father, Martin Samuelson, had gotten some money, although he did have control of his dad's money through the old maid, through his old maid sisters, Annie and Celia, who were school teachers during the Depression. So, folks, here's Victor Switzer, knowing all along that it's a quarter or an eighth red nigger, all along. And the character had to go ahead and tell sundry lies and go ahead and get in. I was going ahead and listening to, you know, Jeremy Visser and Oba Genderbender over on the Nimtard show. You have a Jew doing the show. No big deal. No big deal. You have these characters running wild, doing whatever. Now, folks, they know they're Jews. They know they're Mamzers. They know that they're not white. They know whatever. They know. They know that they don't belong. They know what they are. And you can argue with them. You can go ahead and fight with them. But all along, they know what they are. And there's nothing to argue about at all. So what to say and what to do? Well, folks, they're here. They know what they are. They're here to infiltrate us. They're here to go ahead and pretend to be Christian identity or white nationalists or whatever. So, folks, nothing changes. And that's the way it should be. If you're Christian identity, you know and you understand that what you are is determined by, essentially, your very first moments of life at conception. It's understood what you are, who you are. And you shouldn't go ahead and, you know, shouldn't go ahead and understand anything else here. I mean, if you are a Mamzer, pretty well, in your Mamzer mother's belly, your Uyghur or Mamzer or Jew father went ahead and created you, and you're just simply a, well, essentially either a beast of the field or a Mamzer abomination or what have you here. But this show is aimed at the Israelites who are Israelites. And to a lesser extent here, if you want to be a righteous Mamzer here, you can't really help and you can't go ahead and undo what you already are, but you can live an honorable life if you want to do so. And thus it's up to Yahweh to go ahead and save you. Now, the main news here is that poor old Bitch Tits Bill White found out Friday that the 7th U.S. Circus Court of Appeals went ahead and went to poor old Bitch Tits and told old Bitch Tits that he was, well, that he was essentially screwed. That his previous conviction, which is going to carry probably a minimum of 10 years for intimidating a juror, you know, this Jew faggot who was screwing a nigger who went ahead and set Matt Hale up. Why, this juror is going to, well, essentially, this juror was threatened by old Bitch Tits, and therefore, Bitch Tits, because he went ahead and said a number of things of which he did not get convicted of. Well, hey, pretty well the 7th U.S. Circuit decided that old Bitch Tits is guilty. The jury was correct in finding him guilty. Essentially, the jury was bought and paid for. It was a Zog jury. And essentially, Bitch Tits don't even get a new trial. He has to go ahead and live with the results of this trial. And folks, just like all this crap which arises out of the Chicago, Illinois Federal Circuit here, same thing happened. Same thing happened with Matt Hale. Matt Hale's Church of the Creator. And folks, I don't have much use for creators or creators or anything like that. It's just simply some bullshit made up by a self-loathing Jew named Benny Klassen, who essentially went and turned from worshiping Jews as their own gods to telling Whiggers and Anglo-Mestizos that they were the creators. So therefore, there is not a God, there is not a Savior or anything to worship. Essentially, Whiggers, worship yourself. Well, folks, rather than create tardivity, I want to go ahead and tell you, in that case, either Mona Montgomery or a number of people, you ought to just simply go ahead and just worship yourself here. There was a ex-creatard called the Reverend Mongoloid Hardy, or Hardy Mongoloid, who pretty well went through creatardivity and then went through Wodenism before he finally founded the First Church of Solipsism, where he goes ahead and worships himself. And that's what you ought to do here. I mean, heck, that's pretty well the real religion of the West now. It ain't Christianity, and I'm not sure if it ever was here. It's really worshiping yourself. So rather than go ahead and worship a God or Jesus or Allah or, you know, Mormon reincarnation or what have you, you ought to just simply go ahead and worship yourself here. Just don't pretend that you have any real belief in anything other than yourself. And when you die, you're dead. No big deal. At least it'd be honest here to where you understand that you don't worship anything other than yourself. So you might as well just simply say you're an atheist or an agnostic. And have done with it. But folks, nothing really has changed since I've started this show. You still have vicious Mansers. You still have vicious Jews. About the time that I got out 4 years ago, so I could go ahead and fight right head to head, you know, in the cases, you know, the bogus child molestation charges had to be dismissed. Why, about 2 years ago, here goes Bitch Tits. He's in jail here. Meanwhile, over on VNNF here, you have Hadding, and I just simply call him the, you know, I used to call him the loveless Matoid Meerkat. Now I call him the, you know, Hadding, the Cass Fluffer, or Cass Pedal Fluffer Matoid Meerkat. Essentially, he just pretends that essentially Edgar Steele is guilty, and Kevin Alfred Strom, who pled guilty to child molestation, is innocent. Because some bell priest who pretend to be a psychiatrist or psychologist said that, oh, Kevin Alfred Strom didn't sound to him like a pedophile. Well, 6 days later, he went ahead and said, yes, I'm a pedophile. Yes, I was running around with child pornography. Yes, I was doing all this sort of thing here. I have a problem. Please let me out. Please let me out. Please let me out of jail. And, folks, I guess he is out of jail. But you have people like Hadding and Will Wheelos and not so much Alex Linder. Alex Linder, at least, is a Jew boy who understands there are certain things that even our Whigger Nationalist Idiot Assembly will not tolerate at all. Well, Morton, you accused of child molestation? Yes, well, I was falsely accused of child molestation. You know, the case fell apart. Essentially, you know, I mean, contrary to, oh, what Brian Wright and, Jeremy Visser wants to claim here, folks, there was no deal. I just simply told them, fuck off. I wanted to be my own attorney, and the bogus charges had to be dismissed. So now you have these criminals whining and whining and whining. Listed was to kill white children. And the answer is, well, not if they're the children of ordinary Whiggers who essentially survived the Great Tribulation. But if they're the spawn of regime criminals, if they're the spawn of race traitors, well, no, they need to go ahead and die along with their parents here. I mean, there needs to be an actual crime for racial treason. There needs to be an actual punishment for criminals and Jews and Mamzers pretending to be something that they're not. who come in, like Jeremy Visser, who come in, like Obagenderbender. Obagenderbender is just so frustrated that nobody trusts it. And he's whining like a pussy about Anchorage activist. Oh, by the way, Zogbuster, supposedly you're Anchorage activist. Now, me and Anchorage activists used to be at odds here. But Anchorage activists figured out, I guess, that Alex Linder and Trader Glenn Miller and the rest here were not people to go ahead and follow. And I don't think he trusts Bill White. I certainly don't. But I really do feel sorry for the worthless, lying, delusional bastard. I really do. I really do feel for bitch tits. Now, the thing about it is that the 7th U.S. District actually had far more against bitch tits Bill than they ever had against Matt Hale. Altogether, far more. Now, in any case, let's not go ahead and worry about innocence or guilt here. We need to worry about sides. It's always been my belief that people who are vicious and evil and vicious and evil here, and as long as they're white and they decide to go ahead and decide to change their way of living, or decide to change what they believe in, or decide to go ahead and change, as long as they come to our side, well, they can do whatever the hell they want to against regime criminals and traitors and evildoers. Whatever the hell they want to do. And traitors and evildoers do not have any right at all. Let us white people need respect. None. So let's not go ahead and get oh so self-righteous and oh so smarmy, because Yahweh is not self-righteous. Yahweh is righteous. And Yahweh's servants don't have time for sanctimony or self-righteousness or pretending to be a Pharisaical Edomite Jew. But rather, straightforward, we go ahead and understand that there is no freedom, that there is no rights, that there is nothing here, and that what is happening, what is heading our way, is nothing more than absolute civil war. And that the only ones who can survive is really a minority of Uyghurs who essentially want to live, and who will do whatever it takes in order to do so, to go ahead and bring their families here, bring their families that they wish to choose along here. So folks, what I'm talking about, in many cases, I'm not even talking to just the Christian identity people. I'm talking to you as long as you're white, as long as you hate the government, hate the regime, hate what this regime stands for, everything, that you go ahead and essentially understand that it needs to die here, because it's not only out to go ahead and destroy itself, it's out to go ahead and destroy Yahweh's servant nation. Now, Joe Pennsylvania was on and said, well, what is the difference between it saying in the Bible that someone who goes ahead and commits a criminal act, their children will not be punished for it? And I told them is that it depends. If you're an ordinary criminal working on your own hook, your criminal activity might very well affect some other people, in which case, essentially Moses' law held that you were to be executed, hanged, whatever, stoned, and then buried at dusk here, and your son and your family and your daughter and your brother and your father would not be held responsible for your behavior. But on the other hand, if you're a regime criminal and thus responsible for destroying Yahweh's servant nation, your entire family needed to be destroyed publicly. And their bodies essentially left out in the field for the birds and the dogs to eat. And that was the law. And anybody went ahead and buried a regime criminal or a regime criminal family was himself to be put to death, was himself to be destroyed, and his family. Folks, there was no such thing as conscientious objectors for regime criminality or for evil in the Bible. Rather, there were certain laws in black and white, and you either obeyed them or you did not. And if you tried to destroy Yahweh's servant nation, then it was because you were a Jew or you were a total fucked up Uyghur regime criminal who needed to be put down. You were a dead end. So folks, why do people act evil? Well, the answer is in most cases they're not even people. Is Eli James a person or a human being? No, he's a Jew. Is William Fink a person or a human being? No, it's a Jew. Is Brian Rio a person? No, it's a Mamzer, Jew Golem abomination. All these critters are not people. They're not human beings. They're just simply more evil than zombies. They're more evil than animals. They are literally abominations here, who in a real world would be detected soon enough and put to death. And they were born evil. Jeremy Visser was born evil. It just took it a while before this Mamzer went ahead and grew more and more evil. Eli James, born evil. This creature was actually last night saying that Skip Baker was in trouble. Skip Baker ain't in no trouble. Eli James has been infiltrating Christian Identity for 30 years. And you have Mamzers and Uyghurs and fellow Jews letting it in. And 2 years ago, it was trying to protect this fellow Jew Mamzer that he had brought in. No big deal. It was trying to go ahead and essentially help the little critter out to get in. It was the Mamzer mesh, this is the mesh. Mamzer mesh, this is the mesh. Mamzer mesh. Folks, that's exactly what it was here. And if you go ahead and you look at the chat record, you can see yourself that that's exactly what it was here. Brian Real was always a Mamzer, and this critter was talking about how it would go ahead and use the power of the government to take down web pages. Folks, as far as I'm concerned, I don't believe there's any such thing as free speech. There's only the speech that is allowed by whoever is in power. It no longer is a matter of right and wrong, it's a matter of sides. And if you are on the wrong side in a declining regime, you need to die. And that's that. There's nothing more to be said. So folks, pick your side wisely. Or more of the point, since you don't know who you can trust anymore, and pretty well the white nationalist and Christian Identity movement is nothing more than Jews and Mamzers and infiltrators, you're best off not talking stupid shit like got what Bill White in trouble. Rather, you are best off pretty much minding your own business, going ahead, and, well, trying to go ahead and save the members of your family who are worth saving, and doing so. That's your best bet. Don't do something stupid. You're not here to save Zog Babylon. And you shouldn't be. Save yourself. Save yourself. So anyway, folks, I think I've been done with the monologue. I'll go ahead and probably look at the chat here in a few minutes. The internet is working fine here in Granby, and we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes, folks. Hail Victory.